We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of the Old Testament. You see, the Old Testament is what we call the first half of the Bible. And it points to the coming of Jesus and how much we need him by telling us the story of Israel, God's chosen people, as they wait for the promised Savior, trying to do life both with and without God. God shows up time and time again in amazing ways. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. And as you'll see, from beginning to end, the Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. This story is the story of Jonah and the giant fish, and it can be found in the Bible in Jonah 1 and 2. Picture this with me. There's a man named Jonah who is a prophet. That means he's been chosen by God to deliver messages to his people, speaking and acting with God's authority. And God has just given Jonah a message to deliver. He wants Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people there to change the way they think and the way they live and follow God instead. But here's the thing. Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh. He sees the people there as his enemies. He doesn't want them to change their ways and turn to God. He wants God to destroy them. So, what does Jonah do? Well, he decides that he is going to run from God. Honestly, this is a terrible plan. No one can outrun God. He made us, he loves us, and he cares about us. So, he knows everything about us, what we think and what we feel. He knows where we are and where we're going. I mean, God is the creator of the universe. He is the one who holds everything together. All power belongs to him. He sees everything, knows everything, and is everywhere all at once. Jonah is mad though, so he is going to try. He decides that he is going to go to a place called Tarshish, which is in the complete opposite direction of Nineveh. He finds a ship headed that way, pays the fee, and gets on board. As soon as the ship sets sail, it becomes clear that Jonah's plan is not going to work, obviously. God sends a strong wind on the sea and a huge storm comes, tossing the ship and rocking it back and forth in the massive waves. God is trying to get Jonah's attention. As the storm rages, the sailors on the ship become afraid and try throwing cargo overboard to lighten the load and keep the ship from sinking. But where is Jonah while all of this commotion is going on? He's below deck, fast asleep. So the captain goes and wakes Jonah up. "How can you sleep?" he cries. "Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not die." Soon, though, everyone realizes that Jonah is actually the one responsible for the storm. He tells them that he is running from God and that God is really powerful. "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land," he explains. The sailors are terrified. "What have you done?" they exclaim. "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea and it will be calm," Jonah replies. "I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." The men don't want to throw Jonah off the ship, though. Surely he won't survive in the crashing waves. Instead, they try their best to row back to land. But the sea becomes more wild than before, and it is no use. They can't go any further. So they pray to God and throw Jonah overboard. Sure enough, as soon as Jonah is out of the boat, the sea grows calm. The sailors are in awe of God. It's a miracle. And guess what? The calm sea is not the only miracle. As Jonah sinks into the water, God saves Jonah by sending a giant fish. Imagine a fish almost the size of a whale to swallow Jonah whole. Jonah has done nothing to deserve being rescued, but God has done it anyway. He wants to give Jonah another chance. Jonah stays in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. While he is in there, Jonah prays to God. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me, he says. The engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me, seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. As he prays, Jonah changes his thinking. He decides that he will do what God asked him to do. He will go to Nineveh. Soon, God commands the giant fish to spit Jonah out on dry land. And the fish listens. It does what God said. And then, as Jonah stands there safe on the beach, God says to him again, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim the message I give you." This time, Jonah listens. He goes to Nineveh, and through his message, the people turn to God. God gives them another chance, just like he gave Jonah. This miracle of Jonah and the giant fish puts the power of God on display. He is the maker of all things. Even the wind, the sea, and the fish listen to what he says. He can do anything. And like Jonah discovered, he is with us everywhere we go. When trouble comes our way, we don't need to run from God. Instead, we can run to him, to the one who loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus so that we could live in relationship with him forever. Jesus, who would one day come to die on the cross for us and spend 3 days in the tomb before rising again, defeating death once and for all. The same amount of time Jonah spent in the belly of that fish.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.